I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
A lot of, I think like 95% of schizophrenics smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
They love sure. cigs. It's fucking
sweet.
They
do not give a I worked for the state and I would go, I went into this one house that was a house for schizophrenic men.
Oh,
phew, that was rough.
It's got to be a nightmare.
They did smoke their fucking dicks.
They don't
also,
stop, yeah.
But they also don't care about themselves.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like they were all fat as fuck. They were all in shitty sweatsuits.
Holy fuck.
Just covered in stains and shit, just walking around.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they were nuts. I mean, literally.
Dude, I watched.
Probably not the right thing to say about it.
I watched a documentary. It was about like a place like that for to treat people. It was in central Pennsylvania. It was in the 80s. So there's just like a dudes in like Miami Dolphin sweatpants tackling fucking schizophrenics. I'm like, dude, fucking chill.
Oh yeah, well that's what my job was. Yeah. I had to go.
You were an orderly?
No. I had to go if there was an incident.
Yeah.
I had to go investigate the incident and find out if the orderly was wrong or not.
Holy
fuck!
So
like, we'd watch security footage of these dudes just spearing retarded guys. Just Terry Tate off his linebacker and a bunch of retarded guys around the house.
In the documentary, the one dude is schizophrenic and like has like a mild case of Down syndrome. So he was like the doctor.
Do you have mild Downs?
Me?
No, I mean.
No, I think I don't know. Yeah, good question.
It seems like mild AIDS.
Either you have it or you don't. Yeah. But that's what this guy said. He was like, well, he's schizophrenic and he has like mild. He said mental retardation. And okay. The guy's like, what? And he's like, you're a little retarded. And he's like, anyway. And he kept talking. And the guy showed me this. It was so funny.
Weren't they sitting next to each other?
Yeah, right next to each other. Yeah. He's like, I'm what? He's like, you're retarded. And he was like, okay.
It was so fucking funny. Yeah, that was definitely the most depressing job I've ever had.
That had to have been insane.
Well, it wasn't. We usually didn't deal with adults. It was usually kids.
See, that's just as bad, if not worse. Yeah.
Especially because it was like juvenile like detention centers and shit.
Yeah, this guy cried because he put his head like near the window and the sun beamed on his head and he like for like 2 days was like the sun hit my head and like freaked the fuck out.
Oh,
dude, like, how do you even talk someone down from that? It's like I don't know, bud.
I think
swallow these things and just go to bed for a while.
My first day, someone killed themselves. A kid killed themselves.
Good Lord,
himself, and we had to go. Yeah, never mind. Yeah. And we had to investigate that.
Yeah,
that was rough.
Holy fuck.
And then my last day, I got fired.
You got fired from the nut house?
I did not give a fuck about this job.
You're like a young Ken Kesey.
And I got fired. And the last day, like when I was like leaving, they were like, oh, we have to go to Pittsburgh. I was like, why? They were like, two of the kids beat another kid to death with a vacuum cleaner. And I was like, all right, I'm
perfect.
Going home. I'm
perfect.
Jesus Christ, I'm going home.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was miserable, man.
Oh.
But I was in an office of all ladies,
mm-hmm.
and they fucking hated me, dude.
Of course.
They hated me, and there was one other dude, and he was like, he played the game. He was like their fucking, like they all loved him. They thought he was the hottest guy in the world. He was just this like volleyball player.
He sucks dick, dude.
I saw through all his little gay fucking game. He flirted with every chick there. The one chick was like, we're like office husband and wife. You're my office husband.
Ew.
And I was like, dude, if your fucking husband found out about that, he'd beat that guy to death with a fucking vacuum.
Oh, it's so fucking funny. Yeah, they didn't like that at all, did they?
They didn't like my attitude.
Oh my God.
I just sat there. Oh yeah, and they didn't have a desk for me, so I had the secretary's desk at just the front of the office.
Oh.
This fucking lady recorded how long my lunches were.
The fuck?
It was like 35 minutes instead of 30.
Did they know your sister?
No.
I was going to say, there's a chance they just didn't like your sister.
No, they didn't know my sister, and they didn't know the power that my sister had. And they didn't know that I was late every day because I was riding in with my sister.
Yeah.
Who could be late. And I never told my sister I was getting in trouble for being
late. Yeah, you told me that, and then you got fired for being late.
I got fired for being late. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like 5 minutes late at the most every day.
I hate that so much. And what you're dealing with, it's like, dude, give you a couple minutes.
Let's go investigate a child's suicide. Also, you're 3 minutes late, and your lunch was 4 minutes long.
That's insanity.
We're going to have to write you up. I was like, all right, write me up. Yeah, what happens?
Please.
What happens if you write me up? Well, we just have it written down. I'm just like, all right.
I tried to quit one time a job, and they just were like, no. It was the same thing. I would fantasize all day in this cold calling place about getting fired.
Oh, cold calling sucks.
Dude, the one lady came in. It was the owner's sister, and I fucking hated this lady. She came in, and she was like, I forget what I've been. She wanted me to do this like bullshit fucking task of like going through all these envelopes and opening up letters and reading them. I was just like, I'm not doing that. straight up Bartleby, like, no, I'd prefer not to.
Bartleby?
Yeah, it was Bartleby the Scrivener. It was like a short story I had to read in college about a guy. Okay. The guy came up and he was like, Bartleby, can you do this? And he's like, I'd prefer not to. And the guy's like, I don't know what to do with this fucking guy. So I Bartleby this lady, and I was like, I'm not doing that. I was like, I just refuse. She was like, you can't refuse. I'm like, please. I literally told this. It was like my boss. I was like, I fantasize all day about getting fired. Like, fire me.
Yeah, man. Some places won't fire you. If you want to get fired, they will not fire you.
And like, that put a bad thing, because then when I was at the dog walking place, I figured I could fucking show my hand there, and instantly fired me. And I was like, fuck. Yeah. I was like, oh, well, get the fuck out.
So I worked when I sold cars right out of high school.
Yeah.
I was pretty obviously quitting. Like, the whole time I was there, that place, that was great. Like, you could show up late as fuck. Yeah. If you sold a car, you could pretty much just, I would just leave every day. I did not give a fuck. I could not believe they kept me. They kept me. I quit. I ended up leaving. And then the job I had here at Ardmore, they kept me.
Oh, that was insane.
That was crazy.
You think I'd go sit in my car for like a half an hour?
I would just leave every day. I also would show up like 3 hours late every single day. Like, try to be here at 8. I would walk in at 10 and be like, this is pretty good. I'd be like, all right. They kept me again.
Dude, that's so funny.
But yeah, I don't think I can have a job.
No.
I'm certain. I'm going to need one.
But yeah.
Good Lord.
I can work for like 3 days at a time, and then it'll get to the point where I'll be like standing in a job like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
At least you're doing like manual shit.
Which is nice.
I've done that. Even then, I still showed up pretty fucking late every time.
Yeah. Though that's another place. They might, sometimes places like that will tolerate it. If you can get shit, if they know you'll get something done. But I just like the just not thinking. Just, if I am at a job, I don't want to think, and I don't want to deal with anyone.
Yeah. Well, enough job stuff.
Yeah, enough monster.com.
No one gives a fuck. We need this to be done for your little fucking commute.
Yep.
So that you have something powerful to get you through the workday on Wednesday.
You sit your baby powdered little butt in your fucking Toyota Camry and drive to your pussy ass office job.
Yep. And you listen to this. This is hump day for a lot of people. This is a fucking big.
This is a big cast.
When you listen to the cast, you know you're getting close to the end of this horrific week.
Yeah.
You're midway through the week. You listen to two powerful alphas.
True.
Discuss life.
Yep.
And then you're almost in the clear. It's almost weekend time.
Yep.
You know what happens on the weekend, right? You go down to 2nd Street.
Yeah.
You get fucking pep sprayed. get the old peppies.
It's right around Wednesday when you're driving into work, figuring out, just trying to be like, who the fuck's controlling my life? Why the fuck am I working here? What happened?
Oh, God.
You're driving, you're going, it'll all be over.
I'll tell you what, don't get too wild. I got wild when I got into the work. When I was in the work grind, I was just like, fuck this shit, dude. I'm going to learn Spanish and move to Spain.
Yeah, dude.
And then I did it.
And you're like,
And then I got to Spain. I was like, Spain sucks, dude. I got to go back to America. Dude, this is fucking gay.
Yeah, I don't do well at the jobs. I show up and I'm like,
yeah, man.
I just try to abuse different substances and see what helps me get through the. Like, I tried drinking coffee. I got panic attacks. Tried smoking weed. I felt weird. And I'm like, all right, I got to get a different job where I can smoke weed or something. This isn't fucking working.
Yeah, jobs just.
Well, if you're good at it and you get to like kind of boss people around, it's fucking sick. If you can just be in charge of two people, your job's fun.
Yeah, but if you have a dumb person telling you what to do,
I've literally.
That's a really negative
experience.
That's
all I've ever known. I've never been the boss.
Yeah, it's kind of really suck having to. Especially just because almost every boss is kind of a fucking idiot.
Yeah, like if you're talking about middle management.
Like when you're starting, yeah. Because now you're looking at like a 40-year-old, 50-year-old who's like barely in control. Like you're their only minion.
Yeah.
And you just started working.
God damn.
So, like, they're at their pinnacle of their career.
Well, that's also, like...
And they're, like, a sad middle idiot.
We also, like, you don't even realize it, but that's, like... This dude's dealing with, like, boner problems, and he's just totally fucking
hell.
Whipping you. Totally
definitely,
whipping you.
Definitely is divorced. Definitely just lost wife and kids.
He thinks he has cancer.
He's got a fucking condo.
There's a dude who's like, boner doesn't work, thinks he has cancer, and you show up and he's like, get the fucking guy. Yeah. And you're like, this guy's a fucking asshole.
And you show up and you're like, dude, I'm just trying to read Hemingway and move to Spain, bro. There's so much more to life. He's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I tried to experience it and I lost it all. Now I have a fucking rental car and I live in a fucking condo.
He's like, no shit, I have colon cancer. I know about life.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm facing my death right now.
My wife fucked her fucking CrossFit trainer.
Oh, man.
Took the kids.
Dude. This is all under, like, fluorescent lighting.
This is all under fluorescent lighting. Styrofoam
cups of coffee with little fucking bite marks from you just fucking biting into them. Oh, like, God fucking damn it.
Fuck, dude. I'm getting fucking flashbacks. Actually, I kind of have decent memories of my job. I sold cars. It was actually kind of fun.
I've worked in real deal offices, and it's like...
Yeah, I did that, too.
Christ, like, that, corporate
there
office.
There was nothing good about that. I worked for the state in an office.
Good God.
And I mean, I got to go on the road a little bit during the week. But,
yeah, but you
like,
went on the road to, like,
I went on the road
homes.
To, like... Yeah, I went on the road to, like, child jails.
So your reprieve from crushing boredom was just watching devastated lives?
Yeah, it was interviewing a kid who was like, yeah, my dad raped me, and I ended up raping my sister. And it was like, duh!
You're like, so nice to be out of the office.
This is so much better than fluorescent lights.
God, yeah, really.
Iridescent, or whatever the fuck they are.
Yeah, fluorescent.
Those fucking that's the worst. And that ceiling,
the drop fucking soft drop ceiling on you. Good God,
damn dude! There's definitely a listener right now that's just listening to this, like
on their
man.
Way, just being like, "I'm I going to exactly what they described." But you know, you have way more money than us. You can take your girlfriend to like shitty all inclusive things in Mexico.
Yeah, that's fun though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm
it's
trying
sad
to
too.
Fucking give these guys something.
Well,
man.
I'm gonna say, hey, life is suffering. Just fucking suck it up.
Yeah, I'm losing all my friends, dude. I don't know about you. And I was wondering what you would say to yourself.
Me?
In 5 years from now, you and your definite transvestite wife.
Yeah, right, dude.
You're definitely gonna have
bite your fucking tongue.
Transgender lady.
My transgender wife.
Well, it's gonna be a dude with a chick with a dick.
Dude,
by then it's
going
to be totally acceptable, and you're going to be all in on that.
It depends on how much money I get.
Okay.
If I was a multimillionaire, dude, definitely.
Well, you're talking to yourself in the future right now.
You'd be like, yo, dude, you're definitely going to have a hot tranny wife. Just keep at it, grind it out. Otherwise, you have to have a normal fucking chick, dude. That'd be gay.
Yeah. Or, you know what you could be doing right now?
What?
Like, I could be, right now, I could be in a car dealership listening to this on my headphones, just... Thinking about the good old days, man.
That'd be so funny.
Thinking about how sick it was when I had this podcast and I did comedy.
Oh, definitely.
Now I'm sitting here in this desk. If I am talking to that version of me, get up right now and get the fuck out of there, dude.
Yeah.
Go back to comedy.
Hell yeah.
All right, good.
Sexually harass your coworker and get out of there.
Yeah, pat that hot chick on the ass that you've been talking to. Caitlin's dead by now. Oh, yeah. Caitlin's already dead. Don't worry, dude. It's 5 years from now.
Caitlin fell in a horrible hiking accident,
yes.
Dude.
She was out jogging.
And you fell depressed and you went and sold cars. Then you had to fucking smack the lady's ass and get out of there.
I don't know. I thought that might be funny. I don't know if it's funny at all. Oh, man. So you want to talk about fucking set life or do you feel like
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, we can talk about set life.
You seem to get very... off put when I bring that up.
No. I wasn't there, so I have nothing to say.
Well, you've been on Set Life.
Oh, I'd know all about Set Life, dude.
You love Set Life.
I fucking love it, dude.
These people have no idea what we're talking about.
Hang out on an acting set. We have to go. The whole reason this, but we basically slapping this podcast together because we have to go be on TV real quick.
Yeah, we got
to
go. Just, you know, just a quick Comedy Central pilot that me and Matt are on.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain. It's kind of messing up our schedule, but we decided we'll go down there for the hell of it.
Kind of fucking up our podcast schedule.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of fucking annoying, really. But
the guys who are putting together that pilot are big fans of the cast, and they just want to have us drop in,
yeah.
See what we can do to improve it.
I'm definitely going to wear all black.
See what we can do to improve their show.
I'm wearing all black. I'm basically going to co-direct.
Yeah.
Just going to stand over his shoulder the whole time and be like, move that camera a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Get the fuck in the background. Like,
you know
right,
how quickly we'd be escorted off the premises.
I'm like, look, here, I'm going to be in the background, shoot my head, just get the square hair hanging out of my head, be perfect.
Yeah. Dude, I got a little too comfortable last night at
did
the
you?
Shoot. Yeah, I started giving directions.
You put on the fucking cap? That's what you have to.
I got a little fucking comfortable last night. I said a couple lines. I was feeling myself.
Hell yeah.
Started telling other people what to say.
Good. That's how
no,
you do
it.
It
was...
take it over.
Yeah, for sure. Power move. But no, I didn't know I was even going to be on.
Yeah, yeah.
Got there at 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Ended up being an all-night shoot.
Yeah.
So that was 6 to 6.
That's a long set life, dude.
I didn't realize acting was gay.
Yeah.
Acting sucks, dude.
Yeah.
That was 12 hours of fucking playing with my dick.
You're basically standing there like for 90% of the time doing nothing. That's what cracks me up. I've done like small acting stuff when people are like, dude, this is like, I've just been working a lot. It's like, this isn't work, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's stressful if you're running the whole show, but if you're just some fucking noodle with four lines, you're just standing there jerking off. You're just
standing in the wings for literally for 12 hours.
You're playing pretend like a
Except
kid.
What sucks, well, it doesn't suck. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, I was in every single scene
because
of the character I was playing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was in every single scene,
yeah,
which seems cool until, like, because that was the first time I was ever on set.
That was of your anything first set
real.
Life?
Of anything real, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't really realize how they do every single take so many fucking times.
Yeah.
And from every single angle of every character.
Yeah.
Like, crazy shit.
So I never sweat at memorizing lines, because it's like, you're going to do the fucking scene a thousand times. It's like...
But, well, no.
Sick.
Yeah, dude. So now we got to head down there.
Probably take the chopper. I don't know. Hopefully they have space to land a fucking helicopter down there, dude. Or just be blasting the cast out of the fucking chopper.
Or just an 03 Corolla.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah, either one.
But,
definitely pulling that thing up.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. You and me have to head down to this pilot.
Yeah, it's whatever.
See if we, I mean, you know what? It's just, it's whatever to us, dude.
Another notch on the belt, dude.
It's nothing new.
Exactly. Maybe we'll divert a sea of fucking eyes and ears towards it.
Probably.
We'll see.
I can tell you, Chad will be excited.
Chad Copley's, dude?
Chad's definitely all in, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Chad's a fucking man.
He's a fucking corporal lieutenant, dude.
So.
What?
We gotta hurry up and get something hot going.
I know.
It's funny that we're not good at talking about that pilot.
Yeah, well, it's hard.
Anytime we've ever brought that show up,
it's
always been like touch and go is what we can or cannot say.
Yeah, well, I just
so it's a little uncomfortable.
I just feel weird. You know what I mean? It's just like...
Yeah, we have nothing to do with it.
Plus, we never... exactly.
We have nothing to do with it. I didn't know if
I was in it or not, so I was always like, you know.
No, I mean, we're probably still both going to get cut out.
Which would be hilarious, dude.
But we just know guys doing something
I was
cool.
At work today thinking about you getting cut out of it, and I was just laughing just sitting here just like on the couch like, this is fucking bullshit, dude.
Who, me? Yeah. No, I didn't say it was bullshit.
No, I know. I didn't know you didn't say it was bullshit. I was just laughing thinking about you on the couch like, man, fuck, this sucks. Then being like, oh, wait, we're back in.
Yeah,
oh, wait,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
out, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no, that's because this weekend, so I was supposed to have a three-day... Somehow there was some sort
of
mix-up.
Crushed.
I got a three-day contract with this TV show for Comedy Central, and I got a feature weekend at Helium opening for Ari Spears, which is a ton of money.
Yeah.
Both those are a lot of money, and I needed it.
Yep.
And then the night before the show with Ari Spears, I got a call that was like, all right, he's bringing his own guy, you're out. So I lost that job for the weekend.
Sucks.
And then I got a call from the guy who's making the TV show that was like, yeah, we're going to probably change things around a little bit, so I'll be in touch, but disregard that contract.
Yeah.
Or not contract, that email.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool, man. And I just hung up the phone like, oh, fuck. The wheels fell off. Like, it was supposed to be the best weekend of my life.
Yeah.
And then the wheels just
That's a hard lesson. Off. I learned that lesson before, dude, when I was a realtor. I remember I like set up a deal and I was supposed to make $2,200, and I was just like instantly went to Brazil, spent like $3,000, came back, and was just like... All right, let's close the deal. And like, we tried calling you. That fell through like 2 weeks ago. I was like, fuck.
You were in Brazil.
Fuck. I just ran up my credit cards. Like, I'm about to get paid.
Dude, when I left for Spain, I thought just it was so easy to make money.
Yeah.
Because like, I got out of college, made a ton of money,
uh-huh.
and then moved to Spain for a little bit.
You think I'll be back?
And I was like, I can just make, it's like, I can quit this job. Who cares?
Yeah.
Every job you get, you're going to make like $70,000. Doesn't matter. So then I got over from Spain. I've been broke as fuck ever since. I literally don't think I've had more than $4,000 since Spain.
Damn, dude.
Total.
I thought I was going to be, when I was in college, I switched from psychology to business, and I started reading all those like Rich Dad Poor Dad books and like all this stuff, and I remember I was like, oh, I'll just be a millionaire, this will be sweet. And I like was talking to my dad, and I was like, Dad, it's easy, you just have to buy assets. And he was like houses and businesses. And I'm like, yeah, dude. And he's like, do you know how much those things cost? And I was like, yeah, but you just get assets and then you become a millionaire. And he was like, all right. And I was like, you'll see. I'll be a millionaire by the time I'm 30. And then like eventually by like 20.
And here we are.
21. I remember at 21, I was trying to do all these different businesses, and I just ran up all my credit cards, and like my mom got a letter saying I was maxed out. I went home and I cried and ran away. Fuck you guys, it's so hard. I ran across the street and cried and came back. I'm like, can you guys help me with this?
Oh, God.
That was the start of my sick business career, dude.
Your business career.
Crying in front of my dad at fucking 22. And he's like, I don't know what happened, it all went away.
Oh, fuck.
I'm trying to be a realtor and a housing market collapse. It's so hard. And then I'm not a businessman, I'm an artist.
For me.
I like literally ran across the fucking I ran across the street and like sat there like I was like, did I just fucking run away from home at 22? I was like, God, you're so fucking shitty. And I like went home like, what are you guys having for dinner? Because they're like, you gotta fucking pay this shit. And I was like, I'm trying to, I can't pay it. I remember they like I begged them for this. There was just like I don't know what it was. It was like it was my communion money or something. They put it away. It was like $2,500.
Yeah.
And I found the thing and I'm like, dude, this is my communion money. Give me it. This is mine. They're like, nah, you know, like I'm like, let me have it. Come on. And they eventually are like, all right, dude, you can have this, but like just don't be a fucking idiot with it. We're putting it away for you.
Yeah.
So I get this $2,500 and I tried like selling fucking Percocets with it and instantly got robbed. I instantly got robbed and lost all of it. So I had no money now. So I couldn't ask them for money and I had to just like eat fucking cheeseburgers and ice cream sandwiches for like, I was eating 25 cent Mighty Minis, dude. Some dude, I was like, yo, you got that? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, where is it? And he just pulled out a club. He's like, I'll bash your fucking head in. And I was like, fuck, you guys win. And I was like, all right.
The dogs, dude.
Dude, I'm going to do Hangover Part 4 and just have like someone just like laying in bed throwing up all day.
I mean, that's it.
Shitting.
Like, just laying in bed and being like, every mistake I've ever made
it's waking up
is just flying through my mind right now.
Yeah. Instead of like a crazy romp, just have some guy wake up, his girlfriend broke up with him, and he just like shit his pants. And he's like, fuck. Then he just goes to work for 8 hours and suffers.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I mean, this is hard. Doing a fucking podcast is hard.
Yeah, man.
Going to work hungover
when you have the hangovers?
When you have the hangovers real bad, going to work, there's nothing worse. There's almost nothing
God,
worse.
God, dude.
Those fucking lights, like office lighting while you're hungover.
I've been in an office once hungover, and it was too much for TV, dude. I had to get out of there.
Yeah, I'll quit. It was brutal. I'll fucking quit.
Yeah. I'll just leave. I like to sneak out of a job.
Yeah, I'll just leave.
And wait till they call and be like, oh, yeah, no, I left.
Yeah.
I'm not coming back. Sorry, I should have told you that. What? Yeah, dude, fuck that. I actually am a big fan of quitting.
Quitting
a job is just like, I might go get a couple of jobs like this summer and just quit them.
I mean, quitting is like,
it's pretty fun.
People shit on quitting. Quitting's awesome.
Quitting takes balls to quit jobs, dude.
That's what I was saying. Somebody was talking to me about West Point. And I was like, you know, in hindsight though, like I was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
That took some balls to be like, to have everyone in your life be like, don't do it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, nah, this sucks.
Yeah, take some gumption.
Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of pussy going on.
Sure.
That was 90% of it. But there was still, you know, just a chunk of like, fuck everyone.
Yeah, fuck this. Like, no.
Fuck everyone.
Be able to look at the drill sergeants and be like, no, for real, I'm done playing. I don't want to do this anymore.
They were like, what are you doing outside of your fucking room? Like, you shouldn't be. I was like, I'm going to take a shower. They're like, you should be in bed. Lights out. And I was like, no, I'm quitting. Like, oh, man, don't do that. Like, right away. They're like, oh, dude, it's not that bad. I was gonna say, you want to talk about flashy lifestyle? I drive up to Syracuse and drink Bud Lights in a shithole bar in a strip mall.
Woo.
Lifestyle.
Dude. That's fucking tight.
Wow, people might not make it.
A lot of people can't handle that, dude.
I can barely handle that.
Putting your whistle around some BLs.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I gotta go, babe.
I gotta wet my whistle on some BLs.
There's just four big fat mountain ladies being like, no, don't go.
Come back.
I gotta get back to the city, babe. I
gotta get back to New York. Gotta ride.
Pop your collar. Crunch your can.
No, everybody there was happy to see me leave. That was a bad show.
It's funny to think of the real story of you just sipping Bud Lights, glaring at people after the show, coming up to you. One guy comes up. He's like, hey, that's pretty good. And you're like,
I thought it was all right.
Thanks, man.
Do what I can, bro. I got up there. I was like, yo, fuck Syracuse. They're like, boo. It's like Notre Dame's about to win by 30. Suck my dick.
Oh, they're playing today?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, no wonder they didn't like you. Probably just didn't like them.
No, it was the whole show was.
You're probably transferring all your hate.
It was just
Syracuse.
The snow, so half the crowd didn't show up.
That's true.
It was rough.
Everyone's day was brutal.
But it was a good Brett. Shout out Brett for putting that together, dude.
Yeah,
good
bull. Hey, good bull. Brett fucking lined the pockets, dude. That's good. He didn't go back on his word. A lot of promoters,
that was the first thing he said.
A lot of promoters get squirrely in the snow, dude.
No, that was the first thing he said. He was like, "Listen, I know the turnout's going to suck, but everything's good."
A lot of promoters like to take a snow day.
When he said that, I was like, "Well, yeah, of course. Of course everything's good. What are you talking about?"
From when you go to college for being a promoter, first thing they tell you is like, look, if it rains or anything, don't pay everyone. When you go to college for comedy promotion, basically snow days and pay days are one of the things. They're just it's a snow day.
I don't want to include Brett in this because he's a good boy. But he like paid. Just squirrely white dudes and black dudes are in promoter college. And it's just like, all right, number one, you got to come up with a goofy fucking name.
Yep.
And then two, if it rains.
I think when you go into like a methadone or Suboxone clinic, they hand you a brochure like, here's some information on becoming a comedy.
All you have to do is design flyers. Put your face in the middle of it. Here's, the biggest.
Have you thought about becoming a comedy promoter? They hand you methadone and you're like, I guess I can do this.
Hell yeah.
Like, how's it work? Be like, you just throw shows and try to keep all the money. It's
easy. You just keep all the money.
It's a great business.
It's a you got to find a form of entertainment like stand-up where pretty much everyone will do it for free.
Yeah. And then you're like, this is a great promotion. You bring someone up to like the Catskills, and you're like, this is good fucking...
This is good. I'll give you 50
bucks.
It's
good exposure, dude. You're making a name out here. I used to love that.
Dude, when I go to a show like that, and then it's like, you realize how much you're getting paid,
mm-hmm.
and then you look at the audience, and it's like, wait, this is $20 a ticket?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting paid for like 3 seats, and there's 150 people here?
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah. That's
meanwhile, some dude's just fueling up the biggest relapse ever, dude. He's like, holy fuck, dude. I'm up here. I would like go to the mountains and do that up there. And I'd have guys up there like, all right, man, here's your shot. And I'd be like, I don't give a fuck if I don't come back here, man. Like, I hope I never come back.
That's what I said to the crowd in Syracuse. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is it.
Yeah.
I'm never coming back here.
Goodbye.
This was an accident. Fool me once. Shame on me, dude.
Yeah, I like started the opposite.
Fool me, can't get fooled.
Remember,
again.
I'd be like, I just want to go to these small towns. And like after a while, I'd just be like, yeah, fuck, this sucks.
Small towns suck. Those people have, normally, not that Syracuse, I'm not, again, because Brett's definitely, I'm not shitting on that show.
I know you're not shitting on that.
Usually a small town crowd has never been to a stand-up show.
Well,
it's just, I don't know.
Here's my thing. It all depends on bookers. We've gone to the Cohol. I've done
the shit,
fun
dude.
Shows in small little towns. It's just when the booker... Like when bookers are like in the pipeline of old white dudes, it's like when that's your like demographic, it's like it's the worst. Dude.
There's nothing worse bad. Than a probably like 50 to 60 year old white dude that's like a blue collar white dude.
Oh, yeah.
In an audience.
Yeah, they're pretty brutal.
They think they're the funniest dudes on earth.
If you get a dude, it's funny too. If you get a guy with like a Saint Dots like pullover vinyl like windbreaker in a comedy crowd with a turtleneck, that's like their armor against that. They just sit there and like not funny.
Dude. Every dude, especially if they're funny, if they're like the funny guy in their group of fucking old friends.
I know.
Oh. Like, you got to get him up there. Let him tell some jokes. He's hilarious.
Let him tell some stories. He's got some stories that dude, it's after a comedy show, the shit that people say to you afterwards just kind of like...
And like if you're self-deprecating about like, man, I fucking suck right now. They're like, yeah, you do. It's like, yeah, I know, dude. Shut the fuck up. Think I want to be here right now, you fucking loser?
I know.
And then you look at an old dude and it's like, what the fuck can I say to this guy?
Yeah, what am I going
to... What am I going to make fun of woke shit to some fucking trucker from Syracuse?
Yeah.
Yeah, your Instagram was good. I watched the video. I thought it was funny.
You gotta let it rip, dude. At all times. Well, otherwise you're creating a
anyway,
false persona.
I tried. I don't like it, but I tried it, and that's that. Maybe I'll take it down. Who knows?
What?
But
you don't like what?
No, like I tried making a video like that because I thought, I wanted to try and produce more content.
You should.
So then I was like, I'll just videotape myself doing this project. That's got to be funny because I'm afraid of electricity and shit.
Sure.
And it was funny, and then your dad came in and did it.
Yeah.
And no. That was the joke. It was funny.
Yeah, but technically I did it. He told me what to do. And then I just hung one.
Did you do it hot or did you turn the breaker off?
I turned the breaker off.
What? I work hot on electric, bro.
No, you don't.
Yeah, 120 volts. You're not going to get a household 120, bro. I eat that.
Man, you're so much fucking cooler than
you
me.
Dude, you can touch the outlet.
Suck his dick, dude.
Take the outlet out. You can touch that screw, bro. It just like in your head just goes, and you let go. It's not going to hurt you. 120 is not going to get. If you're an old lady, it could hang you
I've
up.
I've been shocked by a couple outlets. They do hurt.
Nah, I've done it 100 times. I've like held them and I'm like, what the fool? And you let go and you're like, ugh.
Really? Oh, man. You are.
I have a lot of electricity in my body.
I should have called you the other day because like, my cousin threw the breaker. And then I was looking at the wires.
You were fucking with the panel.
No, he threw the breaker because I was changing out the fixture. And so I'm just like looking at the black wire. And I'm just like, is it? It's off. You know, but of course it's off.
You have
off.
A ticker?
Yeah.
No, I don't have a checker. Dude, I ordered one.
My friend's grandfather, like their whole families are all electricians. They used to just lick their finger and touch it, and go, and they'd be like, "All right, it's on." They didn't even have tickers back then.
I love when people fucking do crazy, stuff like dude. That.
Yeah, I'm terrified of that.
Nah, if you get in a commercial realm, that shit'll fuck you up. But
yeah.
I cut the power on a whole commercial building one time.
We talked about that last.
Yeah, bro.
It's hilarious.
I cut the power. I blew a server. No. I'm talking about I was doing electrical work, and you do like your demo in the wires. I think it's like 220 or something. It's like 120 in houses, and I think 240 or something.
110 and 220, yeah.
That's 120 volts in a house.
Oh, is there? I thought it was 110.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, okay.
I think you're thinking of the Romex wire.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking the Romex, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The there's the yellow Romex and the white Romex and the
I was probably confusing
10-2, 12-2, 12-14.
No, I was probably thinking because it's 220 to go to like the dryer. So I just figured it was like half of that for
I think it's 220 and 120. I think you're right. We're both right. We're half okay. right. So right, it's 220, 120. Well,
you're completely right.
120 volts for sure. 120 household. Okay. You can get hung up on it though.
Okay.
Can get hung up on 120.
I've been hung up.
You can get hung up on it. People used to get electrocuted by their stoves. If something trips and the whole stove electrifies, you get an old lady who would catch up on the stove and bug zapper, dude.
Damn.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a building with like they had like a plastic surgeon in there. They had all kinds of shit. And they told me the stuff was off. And I had these big loppers and they weren't insulated, and I'm just fucking snapping wires. And one guy was like, "Hey, let me get that." So I had these little handheld ones, so you had to cut half at a time. I cut the one half, and I see this blue arc still traveling between where I cut, and I was like, I went to the foreman, I'm like, "Yeah, you sure this shit's off?" And he's like, "Yeah, dude, everything's off." And I was like,
"Oh, no.
There's like a voltage going through here." He's like, "That's probably just left over, which doesn't fucking exist."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, "All right," took like the hand loppers. Luckily, these were insulated snippers. Dude, they like when you hit it, they blow them out of your hand. They take a chunk of the metal out. When you blow up a wire, it blows up the cutters. Dude, we lost power in this whole fucking building, and the guy was like, "Dude, get up there!" And that never happened. You never saw that. And yeah, it was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, wow.
They went out in the middle of a procedure. Someone was having plastic surgery. Lost power.
What?
Yeah, dude, it was fucking bad.
What happened to them?
I think they must have had some sort of backup service or something that kicked on.
Yeah,
they
have to have generators.
It was like 10. It kicked on like a few minutes later. But yeah, it was like,
oh my god, someone was going through surgery.
They must have been having some sort of procedure. I don't know. Because they came up, they were mad. The plastic surgery place was like, Nip Tuck got up here and was like, some hot doctor was like, "What the hell?
How am I going to finish this lady's tits?"
Yeah.
There's sweet tits being operated on, son.
But yeah, that was terrifying. If I had those big loppers, I would have, if I wasn't insulated.
That's like a lawsuit. I know everyone's going to call me a Jew here, but that's a lawsuit. The foreman tells you to do something.
Who's everyone?
Gentile code, dude. Yeah, you get banished. If I were to sue this guy, I've been kicked out of the Gentile network.
Yeah, electricity is terrifying.
Yeah.
I'm like a Jay on Sabbath, dude.
Really?
At all time. I respect every day. It's every day is Sabbath. I do not fuck with electricity at all.
You might be like a high priest then.
I'm very high.
For sure.
Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
I've been shocked a couple times. And
what'd you get shocked on?
Just fucking outlets.
How?
I was like a fucking dumb kid.
Stick a little paperclip
all
in there?
The time, dude. I loved outlets. I loved outlets. I remember I was at a gym. I was at a basketball gym. I just stuck something in there. It fucking hurt, man. I don't know what you're talking about. That shit hurts.